have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. I'm so glad that I'm saved by his blood. That song that just blessed my spirit tonight. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. All of you sanctified people out there, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. Jesus is worthy tonight. And if he doesn't do anything else for any of us, he's already done enough. So tonight we thank God for this opportunity. Let's go right now and let me give you a minute or a second to call a neighbor, to call them, tag them, text them, email them, messenger them, DM them, however you got to get them on here tonight. Let us do that right now. Amen. I know it's six. It's a little bit after six, but come on. We're going to give you a minute to get your friends on, to get your family members on, because can't nobody love you better than the Lord can. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Come on here, somebody. I'm reminded of a story. And this little old man, he was just, you know, just talking and talking and talking. And he was trying to get his point across. And he wasn't articulating it the way that people thought he should. But his message, but the end of the message was, I don't care what y'all say. Can't nobody love me better than God. And I want to say that to you tonight. I don't care where you go. You're never going to find nobody like God. I don't care what country you go in. Most of them serve your God as well, but you will never find anybody that'll have your back like the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory tonight. We thank God for this opportunity. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way. We thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim tonight and the Elations family. We thank God, amen, for Bishop James Hunter for allowing me to do what I do, amen. Glory to God. I thank God for my bishop, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for Forever Flowing Ministries, the body of believers. That's right. The Body of Believers International Prayer Line. And I also thank God for Married to Ministry. Listen, if you have not seen it on your Facebook page, go to your Facebook search and type in Married, the number 2, and the word ministry. Like the page, amen. Follow that page. That is one of my pages, amen. That's a part of a ministry that God has allowed us to birth out over 27 years ago. So we want y'all to follow that page. Amen. It's going to be a lot of things that's going to be happening. Amen. And we just want you to be a part. It's not just for the married people. Listen, being married to ministry is even for single people who are in ministry and they're married to their ministry. Come on. It doesn't mean you just don't necessarily have to have a husband, but even if you're desiring a husband, you need to be a part of this group. Even if you are a divorcee, you need to be a part of this group. Even, amen, if your spouse is going on to be with the Lord, you need to be a part of this group. Now, however, Married to Ministry is not churchy, but it is based off of the book of the Lord, of the Bible. It has Bible principles, right? But we have, you know, things. It's great for those who need a relationship therapist or a counselor. Amen. And we do all of that. So we just, we're building kingdom families, right? So we want y'all to go to Married to Ministry on the Facebook page. Go ahead and like the page. And after next week, I have all of the other outlets that you'll be able to follow me also on Married to Ministry. Amen. Amen. So listen, we're now going to move forward. Amen. I hope you called them and told your friends and family that we're on tonight. Amen. And so we're going forth in prayer. Father, we thank you now for this opportunity. Amen. We give you glory. Father, we give you honor and we give you praise. There is no one like you in all the earth. So we thank you tonight for watching over us. We thank you tonight for protecting us when we couldn't protect ourselves. We thank you tonight for allowing the death angel to pass our doorpost and giving us another opportunity to get it right. We thank you tonight, God, for being the lover of our soul. also the lifter of our head. We thank you tonight for being a good, good father. Lord, we thank you tonight for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. So we praise you. We extol you. We admonish you tonight, God. We lift you up because there's no God like you. There's no God greater than you. And we thank you tonight that you are high and lifted up. And we praise you this evening, Father. So tonight, God, as we go in the word, Lord, break it down, Lord God, that we may be able to understand what you're saying. God, open up our eyes so that we may be able to see it in your word. Lord, let us hear it in our spirit, man. Father God, as you speak it to us, and Father, let us apply this to our lives and be better because it is your word. And we thank you tonight, God. We give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord this afternoon. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God that I'm able to breathe, right? You know, there's so many people that deal with their sinuses all year round. You know, I try to prevent having a stuffy nose every day, but also, you know, it affects my vocals. So if you can hear me clearly, I need someone to text me, amen, just to let me know you can hear me clearly. So right now, I take authority over the airwaves. I take authority right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every form of interference. Amen. Hallelujah. And I speak tonight that we shall have, amen, that we shall go forth in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil is defeated and God is exalted. I say it again. The devil is defeated, but God is exalted tonight. Amen. So we don't give the devil no credit. Come on here. Yes, Lord. We're not giving the devil any credit. I bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Because he is the head of my life. Amen. He is the head. I have to say he is the head of my life and I give him praise. So tonight we're going to start with something that is a very familiar passage, something that we've learned early on in our lives. Amen. You know, growing up, we learn how to love people in spite of how they treat us. We've learned how to do good to people. Amen. We've learned how to turn the other cheek. We've learned how to, you know, that little cliche, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's a lie. Words hurt, right? Words hurt. They have power. They have power to tear down. They have power to disrupt. They have power to do all the negative that you speak, but we have power to speak life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have to choose which one you're going to speak, right? So it's up to you. It's a choice that you make. Lord, I'm going to speak life to this situation. I'm no longer going to curse it with my negativity, but I choose to speak life. So amen. And so as we're going on throughout the day and the months, I see that the body of Christ, those who are really doing what God called them to do, they are under heavy attack, under great, much warfare. Listen, people of God, if hearing me that are under the sound of my voice, whomever your leaders are, you need to cover your leaders like never before. You need to consistently pray for them throughout the day. They are under heavy attacks. They are taking attack from every which way but loose. I'm telling you, this, there is a demonic force. Mm-hmm. There is a hidden agenda. There is a strong demonic force that that is in the land, that is in the earth, like we have never seen before. There's nothing new under the sun when it comes to the things of God. But we have never seen such force like it is now. We have never seen how people who call themselves born-again Christians, how they are worse than the people in the world. I'm telling you, it is a sad day when we succumb to the devil and not overcome with the things of God. It is a sad day in history when we bow down to Satan as men and women of God, and we allow the devil to play and take rule and have authority over us. It is a sad day in the kingdom, when you dummy down to Satan, you everything that God have done for you, everything that God is to you, you retract it, because that's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to renounce and denounce who God says that you are. He wants you to not to remember how good God has been to you. It's a glad day when you forget about all the things that God has done for you. Hallelujah. It is a sad day, my soul. Hallelujah. When we keep saying that right is wrong and wrong is right, it's a sad day when we can't differentiate the wicked from the good or the evil from the good. It's a sad day, my God, when we look at people and we are so judgmental. Glory to God. And not realizing that we once was in that same state. It is a sad day when you look down nosing at people, right? And you don't even have the authority and the ability to cast out a net. It's a sad day when we think ourselves more highly than we ought to. Glory to God. But we're doing it. We're doing it. And we're doing it. Now, it's understanding. There are some of us who are walking in our kingdom authority. We're walking in our kingdom mandates, and we're walking out our kingdom assignments. However, people get mad with you when you tell them the truth. Yet they ask for the truth, but they really don't want to know the truth, because the truth will hurt. The truth will correct. The truth will rebuke. The truth will do a lot of things. So when people say, "Well, just tell me the truth, I can take it. It ain't gonna make me mad." And yada yada yada. Yeah, you tell them the truth, and watch how they turn. Watch how they back up from you. Tell them the truth, and you'll see the reactions of a person because you tell them the truth. So listen, if you're gonna walk with the Lord, you can't be walking with God and lying. Come on. You got to tell the truth. Amen. So one Bible says the truth will make you free. Another one says the truth will what? Set you free. So tonight we understand that that there are blessings that the Lord has for us as a people. In the New Testament, there's many blessings. We've really learned about them, a lot of blessings in the Deuteronomy. Amen. If you abide, or if you would hearken to the voice of the Lord, these blessings will overtake you. I'm telling you, you'll be blessed in the field, going in, coming out. You know, so many blessings will overtake you. But then if you didn't, there was the curse. So the Bible says you either blessed or you're cursed. And it also says that you cannot curse what God has caught, what God has blessed. Neither can you bless what God has cursed. So if God calls me blessed, you can't curse me. If God calls me cursed, you can't bless me. You can't. If he calls me blessed, then you can't curse that. Oh, amen. So we thank God tonight that there are blessings that God want to bestow upon his people. So we're going into the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, and we're going to talk about the Beatitudes. And while talking about the Beatitudes, we must understand Beatitude means blessing. Again, when you see the word Beatitude, it is always associated with blessings. The Beatitude, the word Beatitude, is associated with the word blessing. Amen. Glory to God. So we're here we are, Matthew, the 5th chapter, praise God. Amen. And the first verse, I guess I'll go ahead and read the first verse. And it says, "And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying," all right? So when we're talking about when Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed the hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, an apprentice being those who are in training, those of you who are adjutants, armor bearers, assistants, executive administrators, you know, all of you are considered apprentices. You are those in training to be in ranking command. You are in high ranking
to Jesus or high ranking to your leaders, whereas the angels were high ranking to God. God is the head, but he had the angels. They were high ranking. They're high ranking angels. Amen. And they are assigned to us to assist us, right? But Jesus taught his disciples, and his disciples, he were putting them in position. He was putting them into giving them authority. But in order to give authority, the person has to train. Amen. And being an apprentice, you got to train. Apprentice is someone who is training for a position in the kingdom, but you got to be trained. There are so many of you who are out there want to be renegades. You don't want to sit down and be taught. You don't want to learn anything. You just want to do what you want to do, say it the way you want to say it. And you have nobody to that can back you, because when your leader and does not know what you're doing, say for example, you got somebody wants you to come minister at their church. The very first thing you do is tell them, well, let me get back with you. I have to consult with my leaders. You go to your leaders and tell them somebody wants you to come. Your leaders say, well, let us pray together with you about it, concerning it, you know. And then after then, if your leaders release you, know that they're going to back you. Know that they're going to send some people with you, and themselves, they may show up. Now, however, if your leader tells you, I don't feel in my spirit that you should go. I feel like it's a setup. And you say, nah, I don't believe that. And you go anyway. You go without your leader's blessings most times. If they felt like it was a setup, when you got there, it was actually a setup. But you was too prideful to come back and apologize. You was too prideful to tell your leader that they were right. So being an apprentice, it's a person who's in practice, one who wants to try, who's learning and who's training. It's not a person who wants to, who think they know more than the leaders. Amen. Because the Bible declares that the student does not know more than the teacher, right? Amen. But now, that doesn't mean that the student never keeps, he forever learn, keep learning. You know, keep learning. You'll have great teachers. Amen. You should. And then you'll just have some that does not push you. And if you have a teacher that doesn't push you, then you may have the wrong teacher, right? You should have a teacher that will push you into purpose, that will see something in you and push you. Amen, to where God wants you to be. So the Bible begins to say those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, they were committed. They climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. And this is what he said. Now, your Bible should now begin to speak in red. In verse 3, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Okay? You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. Amen? Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You say, well, what do you call poor in spirit? Somebody who just, they don't have any hope. Sorrowful. Somebody who's in sorrow. Somebody, just feeling a little low. Amen? But theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Number 4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. For those of you who are in mourning, because mourning the death of a member, family member, close friend, whomever, when you mourn, you're mourning over things that you may have lost, right? You may have lost some things, houses, cars, money, whatever you lost, even jobs, right? You're mourning over those things. And but the Bible says, ye shall be comforted, right? Amen. Glory to God. You are blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek. Meekness. That's a person who's not high-minded. It's a person who really, a meek person has a low temperament. They're not rowdy. They don't get angry quickly, right? They just have a meek spirit, calm. Amen. For they shall inherit the earth. Why will they inherit the earth? Because they don't let everything get next to them. They can take a lick and keep on ticking. The meek are those who just, they can go through life, they can hit bumps, they can get beat up or whatever, but they yet going to keep fighting. They got a meek spirit. They're not going to get irate with anybody. They're not going to be found getting out of character. They're not going to be found cussing to the roof, fall off. They're not those kind of people. They're meek, amen, in temperament. Glory to God. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more or no less. They're not trying to be the riches of the riches or the famous of the famous. They're infamous, if I should say. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought. Glory to God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. For those of you who are thirsty and you're hungry for the things of God, you're thirsty and you want to know more of God. You want to learn more of his ways. You want to know more of his attributes. You want to do things according to his will and not your will. You want to lay down your life and pick up his life. You want to lay down your will and pick up his will. You want to do what he called you to do. You're not interested in who got this and that. You're trying to make it in. You want to please God. Your main objective is to please the Father. And you know, you're not caught up with all the designers and trying to have everything. You want to please God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal you'll ever eat. Glory to God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, those who God have extended mercy, those who God have watched out. He's given them another chance. They're merciful for that. They're thankful for that. They're grateful for that. Glory to God. And they shall obtain mercy, right? When you extend mercy to somebody who have done you wrong, then you can receive mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're blessed when you care. Mm-hmm. At the moment of being careful, you'll find yourself cared for. You'll find yourself being cared for because you are caring for everybody else. You're merciful to people. You're extending them grace that was not even on their life, but you extended them mercy because you are a merciful person. I hope y'all are getting something tonight. Hallelujah. I hope y'all are getting something. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You're blessed, my God, when your heart is pure. You got the right motives. Listen, it's like I want to please God, whatever it's going to take for me to have a pure heart, pure motives, pure mind, show pure love. Do things with a pure spirit, whereas when I go to bed at night, I can rest because my heart was pure towards you. My heart was right towards you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For they shall see God. When your heart, see, God is looking at what? The heart of man. Listen, the Bible says man look at what, at the inward part, the outward parts, but God look at the heart. So if your heart is right towards people, your heart is right towards the things of God, then the Bible declares that you shall see God. Ooh, that's good. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind, and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed of the peacemakers, those of you who are always trying to keep peace. You don't like altercations. You don't like you don't like confusion or disagreements. You're not one to be you're not confrontational. You like to be a peacemaker. You try to bring peace wherever you go. You try to solve things with peace. You try to be the one that's peaceful, have a peaceful spirit, to try to be, you're always a peaceful person. A peacemaker is always a calm person. They try to be a mediator between confusion, right? They try to bust up the confusion to bring peace to the situation. They have a spirit that can bring the peace to and resolve some matters that need to be resolved. For the Bible says you shall be called the children of God. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family, right? Amen. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Again, blessed are they which are persecuted. You're being talked about right now. You're being lied on, slander. Come on here, all kind of false accusations. Oh, my God, out of Isaiah, name it, claim it. You're hearing it, glory to God. Hallelujah. They lying on you. Listen, they're smiling in your face all the time. They're trying to take your place. Them backstabbers, them front stabbers, they're persecuting you. Hallelujah, for righteousness' sake, it's okay. Hallelujah, you may not understand it. Why you keep getting persecuted and all you're trying to do is good? Why are you getting persecuted and all you do is love God's people? Why are you getting persecuted and you are a peacemaker? You want to see people do good and have the best. Why are you receiving persecution when you are a person of mercy? You extend mercy to people where others would cut them off, others would kill them, but you want to extend mercy. You want to extend the mercy of God. Why are you going through persecution? Because you want to obey God. Why? Lord, why am I receiving all this backlash, retaliation? Lord, why am I receiving these hate notes, hate crimes, hate tapes? Hallelujah. Why am I being picked on? Hallelujah. To be picked out. Why am I receiving all of the persecution? For your name's sake, for righteousness' sake, which is his name, he's righteous. The Bible says, for there is, theirs, you, plural, I mean theirs, meaning you individually, is the kingdom of heaven. Let them talk, people. Let them persecute you. Jesus was persecuted. He was persecuted to save a dying world. Let them persecute you for righteousness' sake. Why? Because you want to go to heaven, right? The Bible declares that the kingdom, oh my God, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom belongs to us because we are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It's okay for them to persecute you. The only thing they're mocking is your anointing, your call that's on your life. Only thing they mocking is because you're standing for God and for God you live, for God you die. They ain't mocking you about anything negative that you're doing. They're knocking you because you're a child of the Most High God and you're not taken down. You're standing on God's principles. You're standing on the word of truth. You're standing on his promises. And you know that if God don't do it, it ain't going to be done. They are persecuting you because you believe in a God that you ain't seen before. Come on here, somebody. They persecuting you because you believe in a God that because his spirit is on the inside of you, you can feel. You can feel him. You can hear him. You can sense him. Oh, my God. He's all over you. He's on the inside, the outside. He's all over you. And they are persecuting you because they don't have that relationship. Oh, God, I hope y'all getting something out of this word tonight. It's blessing me. And hallelujah, but I'm not trying to be stingy. Hallelujah, but it's blessing me. Glory to God, Lord, I thank you. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom. Theirs is the kingdom. I got to keep saying it. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. Honey, the light that I preach about, the light that I talk about, the light that I sing about, it provokes, my God, persecution. It provokes people to talk about me. And I don't care about them calling me a holy roller. Oh, she thinks she better because she can hear from God. Oh, she thinks she is because she can see. Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. Every gift that I got, if you don't have it, you can ask God for it. Come on here. He'll give some things liberally to you. Glory to God. But you had every opportunity to be anointed and appointed. You had every opportunity to be chosen by God. Many are called, called, but few are chosen. Don't get mad at me because you didn't answer the call. Come on here. Don't get mad at me because you ain't walking in heavenly places. That's between you and God. You got to have a relationship with him and not with the devil. Many of you have walked over and crossed over into divination, and you don't even realize that you're on your way to hell while you're trying to persecute the saints. My God, and I'm telling you, and my mind is being reminded of how Apostle Paul persecuted the church folk, persecuted, killed them, and how God delivered him, set him free, opened up his blinded eyes, and then he became one of the most prolific, greatest apostles that you've ever read about, amen, in the Bible. Man that hated church folk, killed them dead, slaughtered them. And then how God turned his life around. So you have an opportunity to be one of God's elect. You really do. But it's up to you whether you're going to accept the call or not, right? God gives us choices. Glory to God. Blessed, my God, blessed. Oh, let me go back over that one more time. You are blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. You bless people of God when you get up every morning being committed to God, doing what God has asked you to do, spending time with him. Hallelujah. Before you get your start your day, you spend time with God. You make your declarations, and you make your affirmations, and you spend time listening at his voice. You spend time in prayer and meditation. Amen. Come on here. You do these things, right? And then you go on to start your day off. You command your day. You start your day off all day long. You still can spend time with him while you're at work, while you're doing your work. Put your mind on him. Come on. Put your mind on the things of God. Then when you get out driving home alone, play, put the gospel music on to set the tone. So at least while you're driving home, your spirit, man, will be calm to drive in that heavy traffic. Some of you have road rage, and that's because you may not be listening to what you need to listen to. You need to play your music, the gospel music. Worship and praise music will set the atmosphere for God to move for blessings. Amen. Praise and worship. Just put it on. It will. It can ward off the evil spirits. I'm telling you, war and music. It will ward off the negative vibes. People may not want to hear it, but that's okay. It keeps your spirit man intact. You don't worry about it. As long as they ain't putting their hands on you, you're not worried about how they feel about it. What you feel worry about is it calms you, and it puts you in the right mode to be to have a great day, right? Glory to God. And so, but the persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Lord have mercy. You know, people will lie on your name just to get ahead. People will lie on your name, even in businesses or on your jobs, just so that the owner or your boss, your supervisor, will begin to look at you in a different way. Amen. And because they're trying to get a higher position than you, they'll come with all kind of false accusations, false lies against your name, against you, right? But I'm going to tell you this. One thing I love about God, people can lie on you, but God will show people the truth, too, about you. Come on here. God will show them. When people are lying on you, listen, there are sometimes you got good supervisors that have already paid attention to your work. Your work spoke for you. They were lying, talking about you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, you couldn't catch up and all this. But the boss already saw the work that you could produce, that you produced. And then they start getting mad at you because now the boss likes your work, and he or she is acknowledging the work that you're doing in the company, and they're promoting you. Uh-huh, but see, the same one that went to the boss on you to lie on your name, now you have become their boss. So y'all hear what I'm saying? God will elevate you if you just stand still. Just stand still. I'm telling you, I'm not saying don't pray. You got to pray. You got to pray. But you don't have to cuss them out. You ain't got to fight with them. Don't you lose your hope, your faith in God, your integrity. Don't you lose. Don't you get out of character. Come on here. Your character is everything. You don't let nobody get you out of character like that to the point. Amen, where you have crossed over. Amen, and now the boss is looking at, wait a minute now, you sitting here using profanity. This is a no zone. We have no tolerance for that. And so you're about to lose your job because you couldn't hold it in because you lied on it. Now it's showing. You're telling everything. Everything is out in the open. And that's what happens with lies. A lie, you'll hear a lie, but every time you hear it, it comes with more and more stories. More and more stories are added on to the lie, right? So what I want to tell you tonight, they can lie on you all they want to. God is not asleep, okay? God is not asleep. He's not dead. He's not asleep. He's paying attention, hallelujah, to what they're doing and what they're saying. You better hear what I'm telling you tonight. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit you. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort, and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer, even for though they don't like it, I do. Come on. They may not like it, but I do. When the truth comes out, I love it. I love it when a plan works together. Because though they plotted against me, they even tried to be strategic about what they were doing. Didn't realize the more they plotted, the more God, I talked to the Lord. The more they talked, the more I talked to God. The more they did, they do whatever they do, you know what I'm saying? The closer I got to God, and the more they were talking and throwing dirt, throwing dish and trash and all of that, God was yet elevating me in the midst of them, and they didn't even see it coming. They never saw it coming. My elevation came, and then at the end when the boss said, listen, I'm going to put this one here over this group, and now I have become your boss. So now you got to eat every lie you done told. But you know, you got some people who are so prideful that they'll quit because they will never sit up under you as they boss because they done lied on you. So they spirit will make them quit. Glory to God. But you got to be exceedingly glad, right? Hallelujah. We got to be exceedingly glad. You can be glad when it happens. Come on. Amen. And all heaven will applaud. And know that ye are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. We are not the only ones that they're talking about. Listen here, people of God, do right. Continue to do right, servants of the Most High God. I'm calling you servants tonight. Do right. No matter what they say about you, you keep doing right. No matter how they're coming up against you, you make sure you're right. Listen, I just read you the Beatitudes, which means you're blessed in this, you're blessed in that. Regardless of what they're saying, you're going to be blessed. I'm telling you, you cannot. Never overtop or come over a child of God and you're doing it falsely. If you can't do things, God, that falsehood, God busts it up every time. You got to come correct. That's why you need to be a truth carrier. Hallelujah. You need to tell the truth. And when you walk in truth, when you live in truth, regardless of what they think about your life, you don't have to tell them all your business, but be transparent. Because sometimes people really don't know what they're talking about. They were told these things about you. And because they were told, they don't even really know you. They don't know who you are. You understand what I'm saying? And then here they go. Your supervisor goes to the owner on you. Well, you know, John over there in Department 3 says they don't do their work. They got other people doing their work. John said that they really thought you were going to give them the position because he's been here longer. And he knows the job. And so, you know, John, I talked to Mary, and Mary was saying that, you know, you just don't talk to people. You know, you do your work, and you just don't mingle. And so that was her only problem. But then John had all the stuff to say. You come in late. You leave before time, and yada, yada, yada. And so now as the boss is relaying all of what the naysayers, the gangsayers, the witches, the warlocks, all of the negative people are saying, the owner comes now to your supervisor and says, listen, I don't want to hear that foolishness. Come on here. Now, here comes the truth. I don't want to hear that foolishness because I watch the time clock. I watch them when they clock in. They have to log in on their computers. And in order for them to log in on their computer, they must be at their desk. They can't log on anybody else's computer because it's not assigned to them. So I know they don't be late when they come in, and they don't need before time. Everything is documented and notated. Here comes the truth. The truth carriers don't bust up the lies, right? And then the owner says, the cameras show that she's doing her work. The cameras show that in the group that she's in, she always is consulting and assisting the ones in her group. They come to her for help, and she sits there and helps them. It says, I'm watching. While y'all talking, I'm watching. And it says, and furthermore, she does not mingle outside in the other groups because they have different projects. She sticks with what the position that we've given her, the office that we've given her, the job, the assignment that we've given her. She only does the work that we have given her to do. She shouldn't be doing anybody else's assignment because she's been trained. She's set up under in class. She was trained as an apprentice to do the work that she or he is doing. She was trained to do the work. She's skilled in what she does. So therefore, she has the backing. She has the training. Hallelujah. She may not have the education, the boss says, the owner says, but that doesn't matter that she does not have the education of a son. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. But she has the right education. She got the right degrees. She got the degrees in which it will help catapult her to her destiny. And so I want to say to you, John, pack your bags because I'm letting you go. And to the other lady, pack your bags because I'm letting you go because I'm married because I'm about to elevate this woman that y'all have falsely accused, that y'all have lied on, that y'all have talked about, that y'all have put a scandal out on her name, that y'all have gone to people in other departments talking about her. She could feel everywhere she went, she could feel it. That's why she stayed at her desk. She didn't mingle with other groups because y'all had already talked and everybody's watching her. She can't go to the bathroom without watching, being watched. She can't get a cup of, get a bottle of water without being watched. Everything is, she's under a microscope. This woman have worked strategically in strenuous conditions. Y'all have did her like this for 3 months, but now she's being promoted. Hallelujah. By Sunday, now I'm promoting her into her rightful place. Now she shall run this department. Hey, glory to God. I'm putting her where she should have been all along while y'all was talking and dogging her out. She was taking the backlash, the slander, the false accusations. Oh, yeah, she was taking all the verbal abuse that y'all were throwing at her, the fear that y'all were trying to put off on her. She stood the test of times because the spirit on the inside of her kept her calm. Blessed. She's blessed because she's a peacemaker. She's blessed because she got meek. She's a meek. Her spirit is meek. Her temperament is meek. Come on here. Blessed because she got a pure heart. She got a heart of gold. She got a heart of gold, a heart of God. Amen. Glory to God. And because she's being persecuted for righteousness' sake, now she shall take her rightful place. And so here we are tonight. When people revile you and say all manner of evil against you, that's all right. You're blessed, honey. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the country. You're blessed going in. You're blessed going out. Blessed is your name. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Your house is blessed. Your finances are blessed. Your children is blessed. Your marriage is blessed. Your businesses are blessed. You are blessed, 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 blessed by God. And can't nobody curse you because God called you blessed. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Amen. We're going to close the paperback Bibles. I hope that you've gotten something out of the word tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to know how blessed you are. You are the salt of the earth. Come on here. You are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. But now if the salt have lost his savor, glory to God, if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. So I'm telling you, you are the light of the world, a city which is that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. So don't try to, don't listen. You keep being anointed. You keep being appointed. You keep being a truth carrier. You keep being a glory carrier. You keep being a trendsetter. You come on here. You keep being hallelujah, whatever God has called you to be. Don't worry about the talk. Don't worry about them. Listen, you got to answer to God for yourself. You ain't got time for the foolishness. Listen, bump that. Keep it moving. Keep moving. Keep progressing in the things of God. Don't you regress? Never. Hallelujah. Don't you let depression sit. Don't you let oppression sit. Come on. You got to keep pressing toward the mark, the prize of the calling, of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. You got to continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from God. You got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Those Egyptians you saw yesterday, you'll see them no more. That is God's word, and his word is already blessed. His word is already blessed in Jesus' name. So at this time, hallelujah, we thank God for the word tonight. We're going to get ready to open up the phone line. Amen, Dr. Kimmy Kemp. Hallelujah. Let us open up these phone lines and let us deal with this. Listen, if you come on, please tell us your name, your city and state that you're chiming in from. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, say that, and we'll take it from there. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of you tonight. So, caller, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Apostle Hunter. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm well, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm Minister Rakita. I'm calling from Mount Vernon, Alabama.
Woo-woo! Alabama is in the house. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just enjoyed the sermon that you gave, and that is so true because I've had that to happen to me on the job. So God will do it. Amen.
Yes, he will. Hallelujah. And then as a person in position, in training, brother, let me say that, being in training, you are in training right now. A lot of times, and I want everybody to listen to me who are in ministry, amen, and who will one day be future leaders, hear me well. While you are in training, if God give you a teacher that stays on top of stuff and stay on top of you, sit down and get trained, because you're getting ready for a position. They're training you for your next position. You got to have training, or you'll go out there and be a public failure. Amen. So while you're training, while you're learning, get all the knowledge that you can get. Yeah, some days it's going to hurt. Some days it ain't going to feel good. Because some days you may want to sleep in, and your teacher may say, you're late for class. Get on up out of that bed. It's school time, I said. But whatever the case may be, I want to encourage y'all to thank God that you got a trainer. That he's allowing you to train up under somebody that can help you, and that when you go out, you know, people are seeing a difference about you already. Let me tell you, Minister Rakita, a lot of times because others may not have wanted to acknowledge what was on the inside of you. Let me say this. It did not stop God from growing in you. It did not stop him from it never stopped his plan. It only held it up, but it didn't stop it. See, it's one thing when something is on hold, and it's another thing when it's stopped altogether. If things are stopped, that means you're dead. So it didn't kill you, but it was on hold. But now when you speak to people, now even when you pray, because they have not, because you are liberated, I'm going to use that word, because we are liberated. We got to be liberated in God. And because you are liberated, their mouths will drop when they hear you pray. Their mouths will drop when they hear you minister. Their mouths will drop whatever you're doing for the Lord, because they have not heard you like that. They're going to be in awe, because they're like, how did we? Oh, she. Well, how she get like this? You know what I'm saying? They're going to be dumbfounded. They're not going to be able to, it's not going to be words to describe how they're going to act, because they only knew you per what they wanted to know and where they wanted to keep you. But if they had put in more time, my God, but God is doing it for you now, and I'm telling you, you are blossoming. Do not stop the progress of what God has for you, and don't you let talk, don't you let people try to stop what God is doing for you right now. You are blessed. You are in a blessed place. When you are blessed and in a blessed place, You stay right there. You keep being blessed because more is coming. I'm telling you, there's more to come. More greater
Amen.
Is here
that.
For you. It is here
Amen.
For you right now in
I
Jesus' mighty name. So you just
Amen.
Stay encouraged.
I Yes,
stay
ma'am.
Encouraged. Now, the way the way you are today, the way your temperament is today, that's the way it should stay. Because of what God is doing for you, you need to stay like that. You remember the other day I said you were different. You were a little sound a little down. I don't want to hear you like that.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
You got too much to be grateful for. It's too much. God got so much in store for you that he's opening
Amen.
It up. He's unveiling you. It's like,
yes.
You know how they say the new and improved you? This is what is going
yes,
on,
ma'am.
The new and improved you. This is what God is doing. So just
thank
count it
you,
all joy. Thank God for
yes,
what
ma'am.
He's doing in this hour. And continue to watch what he does. Because he, listen, listen, all the way up, now, all the way you can go now is up. So that's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Up. So I thank God
yes,
for you
Lord.
And Mount Vernon. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. Have a good night. Stay on. Continue to stay on because I may say something that's for everybody. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty word. What a mighty word. Good evening, Apostle Hunter. How are you this evening?
I am well. Fireball, how are you this
Amen.
Evening?
Amen. Oh, man, this is KB, Minister KB from the B-Town area. I'm just touching
right
down
now.
in my area from work. And as you said, you have to turn that music off or turn something on that's going to fill your soul up. So I appreciate
right.
that word because I'm a peacekeeper. I am truly a peacekeeper. Sometimes me keeping peace and everybody else want to be all over the place, but I'll be like, Lord, I'm just staying in my little hood. So I appreciate that word this evening. That's me. That was
mm-hmm.
He was talking to me. As well as Minister Rosita. But I received that, and it was such a good message. We needed that this evening. We needed that. It helped encourage us and keep us pressing in no matter what it's looking like. We could receive that word. So I thank you.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
It's just
because a lot of times,
it's
God,
a blessing.
We forget all about it. We forget about the blessings and the promises of God sometimes because we be so persecuted and we be so weighted down with what we're going through.
Amen.
And because we're weighted down,
mm-hmm.
we don't forget about God. Say the peacemakers. I mean, the blessed are the peacemakers. Those that's going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Those shall inherit the earth. This the merciful. You know, all these things that God said we're going to have. Because we, you know, by being blessed, and here we are thinking about, well, they picking on me. I'm just going to give up. We want to quit before God get through doing what he
mm-hmm.
want to do. Y'all, we cannot quit. We got to stay to the end. We got to endure. The race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it is given to the one that endureth to the end. So tonight, Father, I ask that you give us more endurance. Give us more endurance to be able to endure whatever comes our way. So I thank you tonight, woman of God, for calling in.
Amen.
I appreciate God for you. I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening. Amen. I thank God
thank
you made
you,
it home
thank
safely
you, thank you.
From your job. Thank you for calling
thank
Mississippi.
You,
it's in the house.
Me.
God bless
thank
you. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air. Thank you, Lord.
Good evening, Pastor Hannah. This
God bless
is Mr. Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi, too. I really enjoyed that word because Jesus was prosecuted, and I know we're going to be prosecuted, too, because of the cross in us, because of what we carry, and a lot of that word hitting me, too. So I thank you for this word on tonight.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. And you're absolutely right. Jesus was persecuted and prosecuted. He was both of them. I like that. Amen. And we are. Or we will but it's like you just said, and that's one of my words, is not, you know, people are fighting us. They're fighting us, but they're not
mm-hmm.
fighting us because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. They're fighting what we carry. The devil is
yes.
after what we carry.
Yes.
If we were just, mm-hmm. he wants us to denounce God. If we denounce or renounce or denounce the Holy Spirit, then he'd feel like he win. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's what we carry. If what we carry belongs to God, we're going to give God all we got. Y'all, come on.
Amen.
You know how the kids say, we're going hard in the paint. Well, we're going hard in the paint
yes.
for God. Call it
yes,
what you want. We're going hard
yes.
in the paint. So,
Amen.
Woman of God, I thank
yes.
God for you tonight. I
yes,
appreciate
ma'am.
God for you. Amen. Mississippi is
I
in the
do.
House. We thank God for y'all. Amen. I definitely got to hear from another Alabamian. If not, we're going to be, the Mississippi going to wear us out. Amen. All right. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, God bless you, too. Love you.
Amen. Caller, you on the air.
Amen. Mobile in the house.
Yeah.
All right, now.
In the house.
This is Evangelist Norwood.
Come on here, woman of God. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. Mobile is most definitely in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we got to have somebody to break the tie. God bless you, woman of God. It's such a blessing to hear your voice this evening, rather. We praise God for what he's doing in your life. And don't you come down. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Stay on a high. Let me tell you something. You keep doing what you're supposed to do that is right. And guess what? God's going to be working on that other part. Okay?
Yeah.
You keep
yeah.
doing what you're supposed to do. And God is going to do what he's supposed to do. He's going to work on that for you. Just you, but you got to do what you're called to do. And then that's going to change
ma'am.
Lives. Going to change lives.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. So I appreciate God for you tonight. Amen. I thank God for you, woman of God. You stay in the race now. Stay
yes,
in the race.
Ma'am.
God got great things in store for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Love you now. Have a good night.
Love you, too.
Amen. Our last call. Calling you on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. How are you, great, mighty woman of God?
Blessings to you, woman of God. Just tell us where you're chiming in from. Go on, break the tie.
I'm chiming in from Mobile, Alabama.
Woo, woo! Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. I know I'm over the time limit. I just wanted to take this last call. You are all is well. All is well. All is well. Is there a prayer request, woman of God? Go ahead and speak to us tonight.
Well, I just wanted to encourage you on tonight. That God
Thank
is pleased
you.
With you. He is very pleased with you to keep pressing forward. Don't let the enemy stop you. Yes, you have been under great, intense warfare. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, there is a reward at the end. Something is about to break, so you continue to
come on here.
Hold on. Don't give up. Don't get weary in well-doing. Because something is about to break. You be encouraged. You encourage others. You pray for others. You be there for others. But when you're down and low in spirit sometimes from the cares of the world, you need someone to build you back up and encourage you. So if I don't do nothing else tonight, I'm going to encourage you, woman of God, that you keep
Amen.
On moving in the things of God, because God has so much greatness in store.
Amen.
You haven't even touched the tip of what he really want to bless you with. You think
Come
what
on,
you man. Had 10, 15, 20 years ago was something. You got to make room for what he's really about to bless you with.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
We thank God for you. We thank God for you continue to walk in your calling, continue to walk in your mandate. Don't let no devil, no imp, no schemes, no whosoever, no witch doctor, no nothing stop you. Let nothing stop you and hinder you.
Thank you, Lord.
For God
Amen.
You live, for God you gon' die.
For sure enough now. Hey, shut that up, my fire. Thank you, Lord.
You be encouraged, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am. Thank you. I am encouraged. Hey, well, listen, good people. I love y'all. Y'all know I love you. Listen, meet me next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Same bat station, same bat time. Listen, until next time, it's been real. Shalom.
Lord, I just want to say thank you. even though I messed up. Can I get it wrong? You love me unconditionally. So here I am, all I have is you. A sinner saved by grace, but is that really true? Cause I'm still feeling love for what I used to do. And I don't feel it change, but my heart yearns for you. I don't feel complete, even when it's going right. When I'm missing you, Lord, please come into my life. Loving you the real test, not to love you to get blessed. And yes, I know that you the best. So here I am to worship, sacrifice my life so you can work it. How you see fit for your glory is worth it. Everything else can take a backseat. Running to your throne for your mercy like a track meet. Why you have to ask me? I don't understand. Without you, Lord, how can I be a real man? I ain't gon' try. I give you all of me, Lord, and ride till I die. Put my
here
knees
I
to the
am
floor.
To worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. Altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. Altogether worthy. Altogether
here I am, all I have is me. Still to this day, it feel make-believe. Why would you save me? I stoned you to death. I made you bleed on your cross to your last breath. Lord, was I really worth it? Cause apart from you, my life is all worthless. Ain't no point in working, cause it's all in vain. Without a real purpose, I really need to change. I don't know how, it's amazing that you even called me. Lord, I'm in awe, see my struggles still haunt me. Random women every night, just to feel wanted. To feel like a man, cause my daddy didn't want me. Had a past pain, addicted to Mary Jane. Father on cocaine, money down the drain. Baby mama drama, got me going insane. I know I've been redeemed, but
here
I don't feel
I
a change.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
I'm paying homage to you, Father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I could walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life. When I was worse at it, an addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I couldn't ever grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burnt my flesh to ashes so I could walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times. But I get back up and I ride your son if he died for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight. All my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life, Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to